You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It's the morning DNA for October 12th, 2020. I am Aaron Dicer, the man of a single black shirt. She is Danae Hughes, still adjusting her camera, and the woman of a million distractions. We're here to see what this morning is made of.
I always interrupt you, first of all.
Well, you always forget there's that one last line to the
I always
intro.
Forget about it. 100%.
Because it's today the morning DNA, so we're here to see what the morning is made of, because that's the morning's DNA.
Now, you might think like he would send this in an email and tell me, hey, here's the intro, blah, blah, but I wouldn't have read it anyway. So don't get mad at Aaron.
That's a fair point. Good morning to everybody in the chat. We love that you're here. Mondays are a special day for us because we know on Mondays we're going to get to hang out with you as well as some Aww. Days. So
were you posting the hellos during the intro?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Because
I'm just
some
now
that I missed. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just now seeing many of them.
Mm-hmm.
I had other tabs that were open, and I always forget that when you write like good morning from us,
yeah,
it goes out to all the different platforms,
right?
But it also shows up as a comment, and so I'm always like, oh my gosh, it just got like 8,000 comments.
I was
and
gonna ask
us.
You because I just do the all like all everywhere we're yeah. streaming, I say yeah. hey, good morning, want everybody to know, you know, welcome.
Yeah.
But some of those are like your channels, like
they are.
The there's a Twitch that's your channel and mm-hmm. the Twitter. So there's two that mm-hmm. are really you. So yeah. I always wonder if I should unclick those anytime I type something or if it's okay. Do you give me
it's
permission?
Okay.
Okay. Just for the good morning.
It's not like you're sharing anything weird. You're saying hi.
What would be weird is if I picked one that was just yours. It was like, make Danae say this.
Let me tell you a crazy story.
Oh,
how
man.
Was your weekend?
It's good. Polly says, I'm actually mowing the lawn. This is fun.
Okay. I forget what time zone Polly is in.
Yeah.
But let's hope it's 9 a.m.
Are those pet paws? Is that what those are?
Hi. Dr.
Fancy?
Yeah.
So. Hi. It's hard. It's hard to know. Wave your hands in the air like you really don't care. My weekend was good. I got to spend some time with my parents, which is good. And we did some major work that I've been wanting to do on our downstairs theater area. Got some art posted, some different things done down there. So yeah, it was kind of a really fun work day. I got all my digital not digital, excuse me, all my physical media organized finally. So
okay, but how did you choose to organize it? What was the final decision?
Well, first by format. So all the 4K discs are together, all the Steelbooks are together, all the Blu-rays are together, and then chronologically. And so it'll go from the oldest movie to the newest movie. So kind of a progression through the years. So the cons to that is if you don't know when stuff comes out, it's still going to be difficult to find the movie you're looking for if that's if it's like a library situation.
That seems...
But for me, it's not. It's much more a presentational situation than a library situation. There aren't a lot of people going to that shelf and going, I want to watch this movie. Where is it? There are more people going to that shelf and just looking through to see what movies are there.
Right, because you can just do digital. Like you're also also have your movies stored digitally.
Correct.
Because you own them and they're digital. So you're just going to do a quick search on your digital format.
Right.
So really, it's just a piece of artwork.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, it's more art.
I'm over here like, that was dumb.
Well, you should be happy because I put all the boxes that look the same in the same rows. So
that's
a nice,
cool. I like that.
You know, aesthetic consistency.
Polly updates us. It is a riding mower and it is 9:10 in the morning. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You are adulting so hardcore. That reminds me, your organization thing reminds me, though. I watched this YouTube channel called Simply Nail Logical.
Okay.
And I watch it not because I do my nails. I don't. But because the girl herself and how.
Those are some good nails. I'm just going to tell you right now. I clip my nails. Those are nice.
I mean, do you manicure them as well? Are you just like, I'm showing you clipped fingernails?
I'm just like, dude, those are some cool nails right there.
You have great nails, Aaron.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I wanted. That's all I wanted. Just a little affirmation.
Mine are misshapen. they're bad. Anyway. Her channel's fun. I like how she edits. She has a really fun sense of humor. It's exciting to watch her. I don't know why. She's Canadian.
Elizabeth agrees with you. She says, I love her. 2 exclamation points.
I love
points.
Elizabeth.
So,
for many reasons, but that she agrees with me gives her extra points always. Anyhow, she did this video. So behind her, like her setup is behind her. She's got this wall that's obviously full of different styles of nail polish. Mm-hmm. And she decided to completely reorganize it one time. And she had them organized by company, by brand, Opie Nail, whatever, whatever. Then she's like, I'm going to do a rainbow. So she took like a whole day and reorganized all of it. It looks really cool, but then like all the bottles are different shapes and sizes with different, like, you know, the whole thing. And she doesn't like it. It's really funny to hear her reference it in her videos and be like, I think it's time to go back. But it took her literally a full day's work to reorganize it.
I think it's really important we get this comment up there from Doc. Aaron has fabulous, fabulous nails. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. They are fabulous.
I saw a comment earlier. I just want to go back to, is it Thanksgiving in Canada today?
Apparently. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I think it's Thanksgiving A. You have to say happy Thanksgiving A. I think it's
happy
technically.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. People are out and about on Thanksgiving A. Anyhow, I was going to go back to give a big shout out to my mom, who really did most of the organization on the Blu-ray. I had a spreadsheet. She followed the spreadsheet and then just put everything in order. Pretty incredible. And then my wife worked on the wall. I have a wall where I'm going to display a bunch of posters that I've commissioned. And I've got like 10 out of the 41 that I'm going to eventually have. And so this wall will have 41 different posters on it. what is happening? Are you panicking?
My brain is hurting.
Oh, okay. Do you need to ask clarifying questions?
No, I need you. I'm doing my best to hold them in my brain, which is why what I did, I just pressed my fingers to my forehead to keep my thoughts in my brain. Stay in there.
So it's this entire long wall that's going to be a bunch of my favorite movies in commissioned similar posters, and I'm really excited about it. Well, we've been buying the frames before we have the actual posters, and so my wife and I did. Have you ever done chalk line to make things straight? Like you have a line that has chalk on it, and you stretch and make sure it's even, and then you pop it, and it'll have a straight line all the way across that's chalk.
Yeah.
You can wipe off. So we did that to make sure they were all placed correctly. You know, we took. So much. We took an hour.
Pictures.
To make sure.
Go get a picture and come back.
That everything was perfect, right? And so then she had a cardboard cutout that had where the nails go for these frames to be hung perfectly. And so she put all the nails in the wall. So like all the nails are ready. All 81 nails are ready for these posters to be hung up.
Nails?
Right?
Why didn't you just do those command strips?
No, I don't want command strips. I'd much rather, because they have, I mean, they're really nice poster frames that hang nicely on nails.
Got you.
And,
okay.
Yeah. And with command strips, it's even like harder to get the organization part right. Like with command strips, how do you line them all up perfectly?
That's true.
And it's a little more difficult. So
I guess it's on the back, you also put them at the same spot. But
yeah, but then you have to.
Good job. Great work.
But then you're looking with a command strip. Like, how do you mark where to put that on the wall? That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if you put them in the same place on the frames, like, nails are so much more precise. Anyways, all that to say, we had about 14 or 15 of these frames already. Got them hung. They look perfect, right? We did a great job. We go out to Walmart to get the same frames, buy 9 more frames that are all the exact same frames from Walmart. Get another 4 up. Go to the 5th one. The hanging things are in a different place on the back of the frames. The company at some point was like, hey, let's just switch where we put the nail hanging things on the back of our frames.
So every time somebody walks in your house, they're going to sing that song from Sesame Street that my mom used to sing to me. One of these things is not
it's
like
not
the
one,
other.
It's like 5 of them.
No!
And it's not like we can even hang them on the nails because they're different width apart. Like the nail, like, so we have to completely redo. And so it's just, anyway, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you can plan ahead as much as you want. And a company decides, hey, why don't we just move the places where the nails hang from, you know, just a little bit out and down. Just move it a little bit out and down. Nobody will care. Nobody will even notice.
Nobody's using that
for a giant project or anything.
No, they wouldn't have already put all the nails in their wall. No one does that.
No.
I actually don't know anyone who's ever done that before. It seemed like a really, really good plan, though. So yeah. I'm super bummed for you. There was a question that popped up. Skadorva asks, 41 is a great prime number, but why 41? Is there a theme? So Aaron's favorite number is 41, so he has his top 41 movies. And the reason that I put my hands on my face to contain my thoughts is because what if one of your top movies changes?
So here's the fun part. We've planned. We really have planned. We're putting the numbers on the wall. We're stenciling the numbers directly to the wall. The numbers are not in the pictures. So the numbers are on the wall, and then you can move the frames if the numbers change. So if it's something moves up, I can move it around every year when I do my update for my list. I can commission new pieces. So, yeah. So the numbers will just be on the wall and then the frames will move around.
So you're literally going to potentially, so let's say amazing year happens, something happens, and somebody goes up into your top 41. Let's say it goes to your number one spot. Then you're moving every single one down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. It's once a year. I adjust it once a year. So this is a small picture of the first 10.
Wow, that does look really cool, though.
It's gonna look so nice. I'm really excited. So that's kind of what we did this weekend. I was curious if you had heard the 41 answer so much that you could tell people why number 41.
Oh yeah, I instantly knew. I instantly knew what was going on. But I love that idea and how cool. I am sorry that it didn't go as planned, but you guys have these fun, cool projects that you do for the basement. It's just fun to see you guys make that your own space that you enjoy and turn it into this really awesome entertainment area where you guys want to go down. You want to watch TV. You want to hang out as a family. You want to watch movies. And you're such a movie family. Like when I first met Aaron, one of the things that blew my mind is he had organized for each like age group. He had these folders, digital folders. With like based on age group. And so as his boys got older, they just had a new folder of movies that they could access, essentially.
Yeah.
I thought that was such a cool idea.
Yeah, I separated my movies by age.
Yeah, your mind just works in this really cool way. Also gonna need to borrow that now.
Well, bad news.
Oh no.
As the youngest has ascended, I have moved those I've deleted those folders and moved them into the general. So I apologize. But yeah, I'll help you out for sure.
Doc mentioned something about having this wall is interesting. Don't move because you'll have to cover up and fill all those holes up. I've done that a lot. It's not fun.
Yeah. Yeah, we know.
That is one of those things that happens.
But it's also, but with the command strips, as much as they say they work, they still peel paint off every once in a while.
That's true.
Either way, you know, you're going to be doing some repair.
That's true. I have the same thing, like, in a way, though, I'm really enjoying putting things up on my walls. I've never been that person because I'm afraid to make that commitment. But having moved into this new house and getting everything up and stuff, it's a lot of fun. And putting a hole in the wall, I'm like, well, I'll just fix it later, rather than being like, oh, I'm not going to do anything at all. It would just be bare walls. Instead, I'm just, I actually, to my left, right over here on the wall, I made a really, really big boo-boo in the wall. It is literally like drywall. I've like, I've cut out the drywall in this massive swatch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I have some repairs that I might have to do for sure.
Listen, I'm really excited. This is, 41 has been my favorite number for a long, long time. I have a new reason to love 41, thanks to Nick. Nick says, 41 cents in change is one of each coin. I've always liked that. A quarter, a nickel, a dime, and a penny is 41 cents. So thank you, Nick, for an extra reason.
That's so neat after all these years, because, you know, you're an ancient man, that now you have something new.
Yeah, and you're right. Slab says 4-1 is a big thing for me. My first child was born on April 1st, so that was 4-1. The weekend I died was the weekend of April 1st when I had my medical event. So it's
it was his number in for, right? Wasn't it your number?
Yeah, in basketball.
Basketball.
I was number 41. Yep, that's true.
And then it like comes up in weird ways, guys.
Well, that's like, the fun when you recognize a number, you see it all over the
when
place.
When you did
but
that
I just love the way
competition for singing, you were number 41, you know?
That's like, true. That's true. When I was in the Chick-fil-A line, I was 41st in line.
And that's like not planned. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah, it's fun.
My weekend was very, very full as well. I had two events happen. The first one was I actually got to go spend some hangout time with a couple of my girlfriends. I haven't gone out to a restaurant since pandemic started. Mm-hmm. And they had this event called Pottery and Wine. So I was like, okay, let's go. And so essentially,
the only way that's better is if it's reversed and it's winery and pot. That's the only.
That sounds fun.
Jokes,
everybody. So they only were supposed to fill to half capacity. And I think it was like $34 and you get $15 of free pottery to paint, not free because you pay for it.
Right.
You get $15 of pottery and then anything else you pay for that you get to paint. And then it's like a three course kind of meal. You get a starter and your meal and then your dessert. And you just get to hang out with your friends. And then we had a very select table of just the three, my buddies, wore masks and everything. It was a little intimidating because there was more people there than we thought would be there. So, but we really wanted to stay, that kind of a thing. So we stayed. But I got to paint and just hang out and like kind of pretend that everything was normal. I was wearing a mask. That's different. But, you know, it was really, I don't know, it was kind of a relief in a way to just spend some time with friends like that. So that happened. And then the next day, yesterday, I drove to Branson, Missouri, because my friend had traveled from North Carolina. She used to live in Branson. She has this company called Be Love, Give Love. And it's just all about being loved to each other without agenda. And she just wanted to kind of like set up on the side of the road with some Be Love, Give Love signs and wave to people and like send love to the world there for just a couple hours. So yeah. I did that too.
Well,
and that was
fun.
Crazy. And all I realized is I was so masked. I had my big like aviator glasses on and then I had my mask on. I had a Be Love, Give Love hat, Be Love, Give Love mask, Be Love, Give Love shirt, Be Love, Give Love sign. I was all Be Love, Give Love up. You couldn't even see my face and my cheeks hurt after like smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
And I realized afterwards that nobody could have even seen my smile. I could have just been like, but I wasn't. I was smiling.
But you were.
And it was fun. And it was really cool because it was received really well. I was a little worried people would think that we were protesting something and it was going to be really political or, you know, something that was really divisive because there's lots of signs these days. There's lots of things to think about these days.
But it was kind of the opposite.
No agenda, just telling people, hey, be loved to people, give love to people. That was it. So as I was on the very end of the train, essentially, like on the side of the road. And so by the time people kind of got all the way to me, they had had a chance to read all the signs and sort of realize that there wasn't really an agenda going on. So I think I got a lot of really happy people. People that would like roll down their windows and they were screaming, "I love you too." And just total strangers, different races, different. I mean, it was everything. It was just this nice thing. And it felt really cool to be, I don't know, just do something completely different than I've ever done before.
Yeah.
And a little bit scary because I just like, what happens if somebody just decides to get mad and jump out of a car and then I got to throw down in Branson? That'd be weird.
That would be
weird. Going on the news, you know?
Yeah.
But nothing like that. Nothing like that happened. There was one guy. So people would like drive by and I had my hand up giving the I love you sign, which was not required. It's just I felt like I want people to actually know that we love people. Right. Mm-hmm. And peace is really cool. I love the peace sign, but I love you is so universal. And even if someone didn't get the signs, they would get that sign. And so I had my I love you sign up the entire time, just kind of gently waving to people. My wrist hurts today. I'm just kidding. I'm fine. But like if they threw up a peace sign, I'd like do it too. Or if they waved a silly way, I'd wave a silly way back. Like kind of mimicked what was in the car.
Sure.
Mindlessly. Because I'm doing this for hundreds and hundreds of cars. It was like they were the people in a parade and didn't know it. And we were waving at them. That was kind of the general idea.
That's
and so
fun.
They're really, you know, they're having it. People are having a good time. And again, I'm just mimicking people. And then this one guy reaches down and lifts up his shirt. And I reach down without thinking. And then I'm like, no, no, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. But I reached down like I was going to do it. And I'm like, oh. Nope. And he just drove by and was cracking up. And I was like, wow, Danae, maybe you should think
maybe you should be actively thinking.
I did. I reached down and I grabbed my shirt. Like, what am I going to do? Be love, give. That's not what this is about.
Fair enough.
I was, I have to say, a huge shout out to my husband who just watched Iris and allowed me to like hang out with friends and go to this event. And it was just like a, I don't know, it was like the before times in a way. So
very nice.
Anyhow, that was my weekend.
Biscay says, hello, how are you? I always like to say hey, especially when I see a new name in the
chat. Hello.
So thanks for joining us. Appreciate you hanging out. Also says nice microphones. Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Polly talking about the hurricane. I don't know if you saw this. Said he was going to have a board game club meeting on Saturday, but Hurricane Delta canceled that.
I did not see about the hurricane. I knew about the other hurricane. What was it? Hurricane. It was mentioned actually earlier in the chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because I think.
Laura?
Polly's
Hurricane Laura.
He's in there in Louisiana, still doing yard cleanup from Hurricane Laura.
Yeah,
Delta didn't add any downed trees, luckily. So yeah,
too many.
Still doing cleanup on that. Definitely. So
yeah, I hope everybody's doing okay.
I hope so too.
There's that. Sure there's fires. There's all kinds of stuff happening in the world.
Yeah.
I had a friend mention. Sorry, I'm moving myself around. I had a friend mention how much they appreciate though that. We just get together, do a quick little morning show, have fun, say hello, and it's kind of a nice break from all of the stress. So we appreciate that you guys kind of catch our vibe.
Yeah.
Speaking absolutely. Of the show.
Yeah, you ready to shoot it out?
Let's shoot it out.
All right. It is Monday. Now, before we get into anything else, I wonder if we should hold this for the end or maybe just tease it now. But we do have a special announcement in regards to our amazing Team DNA members at Patreon. So let's just tease it. Let's just tease it, and we'll hold it till the U.
I mean, you know, if you've been watching the show, you know.
Do you know? Do you know? Do you know?
Do you?
Do you?
Do you
so
know?
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the DNA and U. We're going to have a D topic, an A topic, and a U topic. But before we get to that, of course, it's Monday, so we're going to have the FAQ, the friendship application question. Today, what is the question for today?
We go live every Mondays and some days. So on Mondays, we do our friendship FAQ. And then through the rest of the week, we get to hang out. What?
No. Friendship is in the FAQ. It's not a friendship FAQ. It's not a friendship application question. It's just the friendship application. It's just an FAQ.
You know, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking Q&A. I was thinking I was saying Q&A, F and Q&A, but that's not what I'm saying at all. This is why you're in charge. Okay.
Right.
Here's one that's random. Imagine that. If you were on a boat in the ocean, the motor stops working, where would you swim?
Just now, in the ocean?
Listen, this is just what I wrote a long time ago. I don't remember writing this. I don't remember why. Here we go.
I mean,
you have four options.
Oh, that's right. Multiple choice. Because I was going to say the ocean.
No, this section's multiple choice. It'll take us a while. We will get to the longer form. All right,
fair enough. What are the options?
Okay, option A, another boat.
Okay.
Option B, the Bermuda Triangle, which apparently is close by.
Okay.
Option C, to a dolphin nearby and let it take it to meet the family.
Okay.
D, nowhere. Stay on the boat and eat all the pudding cups that are on board. Those are the options, guys. A,
boat,
B, C, or D.
The boat broke down? Boat broke down? Is that right?
It says the motor stopped working.
Oh, yeah. Well, D is the answer then.
Right. You stay on the boat.
You stay on the boat. You eat what you have. And then if you have to make a drastic decision later, you make a drastic decision later. There's no reason to jump in the ocean if you've got pudding cups.
Right? So many, apparently. All of them. It says you eat all of the pudding cups that are on board.
Well, not at once. You got to ration them out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Polly says, wasn't that a movie with Robert Redford from a few years back? Anyway, I picked the dolphin.
Not a bad choice.
Another vote from Zalia says the dolphin. Someone brings up a really great point. Caleb from The Real World says, Danae, aren't you afraid of the ocean? The answer is yes. I don't know why I wrote this. Maybe I was trying to like work out some issues.
Could be. Yeah. That seems like a very scary question for you if you actually stop to think about it.
I'm not trying to think too hardly about it. Lucas just says, I'm too lazy to swim. So you need to stay on the boat as well.
Yeah.
So will Nick. So will Daniel. So would Elizabeth. And all Slab points out that the type of pudding is vital in this.
Do you know what kind of pudding it is?
I did not specify in my FAQ.
I can't think of a type of pudding that changes my answer. Unless it's a type of pudding that doesn't exist. Like you could come up with, you know.
Right.
Feces pudding or something.
And, what did you say?
Feces pudding.
I said puke pudding.
See, that's just us. We're so wrong.
What's wrong with us? No.
But yeah, there are very few choices that, you know, chocolate's going to be amazing. Tapioca is great. Butterscotch is wonderful. Vanilla's fine. Like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere for any normal flavors.
Skrova's saying on the boat. Says that they sink like a stone in water. And Doc says staying on board because being a fat guy can live for a while.
It's true. I've got some reserves. That's for sure.
Now, to no one's shock, the person that filled this out from my application said dolphin. Because, like, that's just fun and fantastical. Mm-hmm. And that's today's FAQ.
There you go. The friendship application question. All right, let's get into the DNA and you. First, we'll start with the D topic. Danae will have a topic for us to talk about. Then I will, the A topic. And then you will have a topic or question for us. If you already know what that is, feel free to put it in the chat now. Just make sure you put the letter U, capital U, right at the beginning so we can spot it easily when we're searching back through the chat. Danae, what is the D topic for today?
Do you pumpkin? How do you pumpkin? There's so many pumpkins. There's pumpkin drinks and pumpkin pies and pumpkin decor. There's real pumpkins and fake pumpkins. What do you guys do?
That's
because
a great question.
I am in a pumpkin. I'm in too many pumpkin choices. Paralysis by pumpkin analysis is the situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to decorate with pumpkins. I think they're so pretty. I love all the colors of pumpkins. I didn't realize how many variety of pumpkins that there are until we went to a pumpkin patch last year. It's a place called Onward Acres. If you're kind of out in the Missouri area, you can look it up online. They're just like at this family farm that they kind of do this, you know, a little hay ride, and they have the farm games that you can do. They've got like launch a pumpkin, trebuchet, where you can stick in like the little pumpkins that are starting to kind of rot a little bit. And you can just chuck them out into the field and watch them explode. That's a lot of fun. They have like the standard corn pool. I guess it's a standard thing.
The standard corn pool, you say? I don't know that I've actually ever heard the words corn and pool next to each other. So
literally,
explain to me a
standard corn. Had never seen this before.
Pool.
But now that I'm looking at other like family farm things to go to, because they're really popular this time of year. Obviously, you go to a pumpkin patch, take some pictures, you have some fun on the farm, and I see them regularly in other photos. I guess this is just a normal thing. Okay, so what they do is they set up these hay bales, and then they just back up the truck and just dump corn, dry corn, into this pool area, and kids just jump in like a ball pit, but with corn. And we have actually oh man, I should have thought about this ahead of time. I could have gotten some pictures and shown you guys some fun stuff from a couple years ago or last year when we went and Iris was little. I'm going to try to see if I can like use the power of Google to find the corn pictures. Oh my gosh, it worked instantly. That is insane.
I was going to say, while you were searching, I could tell you that I believe it was either last night or the night before, I had a dream that I was reheating my corn on the cob from the day before, and it popped like popcorn. And I was really amazed. I was like, I didn't realize corn on the cob could do that if you put it in the microwave. And then I was just eating popcorn right off the cob. It was,
you did not.
I did.
No, you didn't.
What do you mean, no, I didn't?
Here's Iris in the corn pool from last year.
Okay, up until this very second, I thought it was water. up until this very second.
No, it's all corn.
No, hold on. Up until this very second, I thought they were backing up trucks to dump corn in water and that you were swimming amongst corn. So thank you for the picture, because this makes a little more sense. They should not call it a corn pool. They should call it a corn box. This is a sandbox of corn.
But here's the thing. I called it a corn pool. I didn't know what it was called. It's probably called a corn box. But let me tell you something.
It makes so much more sense now. It makes so much more sense.
I'll tell you something kind of crazy, though, because you don't realize how dirty corn is. And it's not like dirty. It's just got this white, like dust powder all over it. I'm sure from just the corn husk and all that stuff that we don't even think about.
Yeah.
So when we got out of that corn box, thank you, Aaron, Iris was just absolutely covered in it. We were all covered in it. It was like she had corn in her diaper. She had corn in her pants. She had corn in her shoes. But it was a lot of fun. Anyway, so this is the place we go. When we're leaving, they have all of these displays of these beautiful pumpkins, which now that I know that I can like really quickly search, I can maybe find another picture for you guys. But they have white pumpkins. Have you ever seen like the white pumpkins? Anne?
Yes. Yes.
They're
yes,
so cool.
Yeah.
But they're
the first time I saw them, I thought they were painted. I thought for sure it was just it was painted white.
They're really, really gorgeous in like this pale color. And then they also have like just various colors of oranges that are really, really beautiful. Anyway, I did not realize this. And they are expensive in different ways. Like you kind of have to, here's the pumpkins that I just think they were so gorgeous. And I want them, but they cost money, guys. And it's like, I don't know if I want to buy something that's just going to rot. And I'm not going to make it into a pumpkin pie. I'm not that person. I'm the kind that would get the pumpkin pie in the can, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just literally for decor that will rot away. And so this just got me thinking about all the things that I want to have on my front stoop. I want people to be like, welcome to fall. And I love pumpkins and I love the taste of pumpkins and I love pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin drinks. I love it all. But it's just a little bit like maybe I should just get a couple fake ones and then every year just dust them off and
we'll head into some of your comments, which are great. But I will say before that, anything that I put on our front porch that may say welcome, come visit us, come say hi, come knock on the door is probably a reason I'm not putting that on our front porch. You know, so if
you're like,
if there's a type of pumpkin that's like stay away. I don't want company. that's the one that I would.
You're
going to
carve a pumpkin that just says GTFO. I'm just kidding.
Jokes. Jokes, people. Let's see. Yeah. Small pumpkins for decor after Halloween. Smash them. Polly says, real pumpkins, two per kid. Let each kid carve one and paint the other. Leave
painting is the
guts
way to go.
On the ground.
I have so many amazing memories of like going to the craft store and getting the really tiny little miniature pumpkins that just fit in your hand and then taking those paint pens and painting. I should do that this year with Iris. That's a great idea, Polly.
Yeah, we used to do jack-o'-lanterns and painting and that kind of stuff when the kids were younger. Don't anymore.
Mostly because they're teenagers and they don't care.
You're right. Just not part of our life anymore.
Nope.
Let's see. Nick says, my wife is currently making pumpkin bread. Pumpkin bread is so good.
So yummy.
We do pumpkin cookies and pumpkin pie dip. We also bake the pumpkin seeds from our jack-o'-lanterns, and those are tasty. Yeah, throw a little cinnamon and butter on those. Yep.
I'm
eat
getting
the
hungry.
Seeds. We do pumpkin bread at Christmas, strangely enough.
What is pumpkin pie cake? Ooh, I'm going to have to look that up because I love pumpkin pie and I love pumpkin bread, but I've never had pumpkin pie cake.
I have a guess.
Okay.
I have a guess. It's cake that tastes like pumpkin pie.
No, that's
my
not.
Guess. That's my guess.
No, see, it's not a corn pool. It's it can't be that. It can't be that easy.
So lots of great stuff with the pumpkins.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for all your. I loved this one that I threw up earlier from Slab, who says I grow white pumpkins in Animal Crossing.
That's right. Yes. Yes. Very much so. A pumpkin bread candle. Mm. Now, what would make that different than a pumpkin candle? Is there a bread setting for a smell?
A setting.
You know?
I like the idea that at the candle factory,
they just dial in the settings.
They just have settings.
Right, right.
And then they push a button and the
pumpkin,
candle just pops out of a machine.
Bread, push the button. There's the candle.
Sarcastic Honey Badger gives a great tip. You can replace the fat in any cake with pumpkin pie filling. Now, remind me again, is butter fat or is that free? It's free calories.
I think it's all free calories. Fat is how is fat an ingredient?
Well, I think it would be the fat.
Yeah, so I'm like, what am I replacing? The fat?
Sarcastic Honey Badger was very clear. Here, I'll read it again just to make sure. You can replace the fat in any cake with pumpkin pie filling.
I mean, listen, I am not a chef. I don't bake a bunch of cakes. I just don't remember putting fat into cake. What are we talking about?
Oil and butter.
Okay. All right. So instead of oil and butter, you use pumpkin pie.
No, but butter, just a reminder, butter doesn't count as fat. It's free. It's free calories.
Calorie free. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Got it. Very nice. It is that time of year for sure to be talking pumpkins.
I'll share more pictures of you. We actually, just to kind of wrap up my thoughts here, we are going to go back to Onward Acres this year. Because they're following like really good social distancing protocol. So they only have so many tickets that they'll sell in specific windows. And so my mom and my dad, husband, myself, and Iris, we're all going to go one day this month. And we have like the whole area to ourselves, which will be really cool. So we'll get to do a little bit of fall stuff. And I'm looking forward to that. So
On to the eighth topic.
Let's do it.
What unique holiday do you celebrate? This is because today is a holiday full of controversy. Today is Columbus Day.
Is it really?
Yes.
That guy's such a jerk. I met him once.
That's right. So this is, without getting too deep into the controversy or anything like that, this is an interesting one for our nation because it's meant to celebrate the discovery of our country. It's also had themes of Italian-American heritage with Christopher Columbus coming from Italy, those kind of things. I was about to say today actually is the original Columbus Day. It was October 12th for a long time, and then it became the second Monday of October, which this year just happens to be the 12th. So this is actually the day it was originally celebrated. But because of what that event did to indigenous people in the country, and because of the person that Christopher Columbus has been said to have been, there has been a movement to change it from Columbus Day to Indigenous Persons Day and to celebrate those who were here in this country before the Europeans arrived. And so without getting too deep into that today, it just made me think, why do we celebrate things? What do we celebrate? And is there something unique in your own life that you've decided to celebrate? What is a unique holiday for you that you or your family has kind of put out there? I've talked before about my family's Pixar Day, anytime a new Pixar movie comes out, because I don't know if you remember this, but in the before times, movies came to these places called theaters.
What is that?
And we would go to those and watch them on big screens. Well, it's kind of ironic considering that the newest Pixar movie that's coming out, Soul, they just announced isn't going to theaters. It's going straight to Disney Plus on Christmas. And so that's kind of a bummer in one way and kind of exciting in another that, you know, it'll be right there to stream on Christmas Day. I think a lot of families will take the opportunity to do that. But it's, you know, it's an interesting time we're living in. So Pixar Day is no more for this year, and who knows for how long in the foreseeable future. But that's kind of the idea, a holiday or something that your family celebrates or you celebrate that you think is fun or unique to you. Slab says getting a pie on Pi Day on March 14th. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Pi Day was like right around when COVID was like starting to really become part of the mm-hmm. public consciousness. I remember that.
Yeah.
Happening. So,
Polly says, I don't know about elsewhere, but AZ celebrates Indigenous People Day instead of Columbus.
Correct. Arizona and a few other states have officially done that and celebrate it that way. Yep. Absolutely.
A question from Daniel says, why are American banks closed on Canadian Thanksgiving? I think it's because they fall on the same day this year.
Correct.
Like it's Columbus Day here, so banks are closed. So that's kind of like a little.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not intentional thing.
I do think it's interesting that we started off this show with people talking about Canadian Thanksgiving. and then somebody even was like, had a you question like right off the bat that was like, hey, what are your favorite holidays or something like that?
I saw that.
It's like, oh, whoa. Wow. Somebody predicted the topic. So nicely done.
Jen says we moved from U.S. to Germany 9 years ago. So we celebrate St. Martin's Day and Nicholas Day. We also celebrate Star Wars Day, which was the one that I was also going to bring up. That's really popular, like kind of a pop culture day.
May
that's 4th. Sort of fun. Mm-hmm. May the 4th be with you.
That is correct.
Let's see. The U.K. has Boxing Day. The day after Christmas,
yeah,
relax
Canada
and eat
has that as well. Yeah, that's always a fun one. I had a story in when I was in college. I sung in a choir, and I knew our director was from Canada, and we were planning our Christmas tour. We did like a Christmas tour thing, and so we were talking about the schedule, and he said something about the day after Christmas. We were doing such and such and such and such. And so I raised my hand. I said, I really have a religious opposition to that. I can't do anything on Boxing Day. And he looked at me and you have to get this like idea. This is I think he was probably in his early 70s. This is an older man. He's, you know, and he just kind of looks at me. He goes, you're weird. And then he just went on.
You were like this even when you were young.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for
some
sure.
Things don't change.
Yeah.
So when I saw your topic, I just hopped over and I was just like doing a quick, like a weird search.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so my search was weird holidays to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that popped up was this quick list, Google search list from an article on Newsweek, which, you know, whatever. KFC dinner in Japan.
Okay.
Is something. Caroling with dead horses in Wales was mentioned.
Now, hold on just a second. Let's clarify the wording there.
Mm-hmm.
Caroling with dead horses and Wales caroling with dead horses in Wales?
In Wales.
Because caroling with dead horses is one thing, but once you add the dead whales, I'm out.
Okay, here it says caroling with dead horses - location in the world, Wales.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Says there isn't a particular day for this weird tradition, but from the time of Christmas to late January, the celebration of Mari Lwyd is supposed to bring good luck. One person will dress as a horse with an actual horse skull and is usually accompanied by a group of people, and the group will go to home singing carols in exchange for food and drinks. Tradition is thought to stem from an ancient Celtic rite.
Yeah. Just can we do it without the horse skull? Just a question, just a thought. Not to impose on anybody's freedom.
Here's one from the Ukraine called the spider web tree. Christmas trees in the Ukraine are often covered in spider webs. So folklore tells the story of a poor family who grew a Christmas tree from a pine cone. The children were excited about decorating their own Christmas tree, but the family was poor and they weren't able to decorate it for the holiday. When they woke up Christmas morning, they found spiders had spun webs around the tree branches. And today, Ukrainians dress up their trees with spider webs to welcome good luck into the coming year. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that.
And then we have the other one that caught my eye was the Night of the Radishes in Mexico.
The Night of the Radishes. Sounds like a horror movie. Lucas says, now that I've gone back to work, every holiday is my favorite holiday. Fair enough. All right, let's move into the you questions. What is something that you would like to talk about? We would love to hear from you. It can be a topic, can be a question, anything you would like to know from us. As you are putting that into the chat, we will announce, thanks to our amazing Team DNA members at Patreon.
We did it!
We got to the goal! Thank you to Alexis, who became a member of Team DNA, and thank you to Jen, who also became a member of
you
Team DNA, putting us over the goal by one. That means there are now 31 members of Team DNA.
It's incredible.
One of the most amazing people we've ever met who like this show enough to be like, hey, here's some dollars every month. Keep doing
this. Here's some dollars. Don't stop. And also,
what does that mean, Danae?
It also means that because of a silly joke, because Aaron says he's the man of a single black shirt.
It's not a joke.
Well, you don't have a single shirt.
Fair enough.
You have multiple black shirts.
Sure. Fair enough.
And you're right. It isn't a joke. It's true. But the joke was joking around that we would make him wear something different. So now comes the poll times. And so Aaron and I are going to be assembling a poll with photos. And you guys on Patreon are going to be able to vote for your shirt. Now, we're probably going to try to do something that's like on Twitter as well. For anyone who's not able to support, or go to patreon.com/studioDNA to see. It won't be like a public thing there, because that's just for our patrons. But we will do something fun for everyone as well. But anyhow, you guys are going to have the vote say on what Aaron is going to be wearing for 5 episodes our show.
I think what we should probably do is take a week, maybe a month, maybe a year. However long it takes.
Oh my God. We're losing patrons left and right.
No.
Turns out the shirt was the only reason that they're watching, Aaron.
I think we take a week to finalize suggestions of shirts that you want me to wear. Now, a couple things to keep in mind. It'll need to be at least a 2X, probably a 3X for me to wear. So if it's not available.
Because he's tall. Sometimes those 2Xs.
Well, tall is even better. Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I can put a 2X on, but because I'm so tall, it makes it a little weird, a little awkward. So that's fine. But 3X probably. So see if it's available in 3X. Then suggest it to us, and we will compile those. Maybe we let our Team DNA members suggest the shirts, and then we have everybody vote on the one that our Team DNA members pick the final four. Or something
Ooh,
like that, and
that's
then everybody
fun.
Gets to vote on which
oh,
one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we'll do something fun, but that'll be something coming. So for those of you who are supporting us at Patreon, again, patreon.com/studioDNA, just be watching for a post in the very near future where we kind of outline the plan. And then, yeah, we'll get to see what monstrosity we put Aaron in very shortly.
For a full week, for a full 5 shows.
Five shows.
Yep. So
that's guaranteed at least spanning two weeks. If we went live on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Monday the next week, that would work.
So be thinking now of what you want to make Danae do when we get to 40, which is 9 away.
We never talked about that.
That's true.
Somebody mentioned like dye your hair, and oh man, nope.
Yeah, nope, not happening. Ready for some you topics?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Jake says, has 2020 been the worst year of your life? P.S. Aaron should wear Woody's shirt from Invest from Toy Story.
Oh,
feel free to make that
cute
suggestion. Yeah, find it somewhere.
Don't they have those where it looks like you just like wear one shirt and it looks like you're wearing like a vest and a tie?
Danae, can you make an email that just says shirt at dna.show?
No, because you have admin access to that one.
Oh,
You'll have to do that.
You'll
but the answer is yes, we can.
So people can just email their suggestions to shirt@dna.show. It doesn't exist at this moment. We're live right now, just so you know. But
please give us a few minutes to actually create the email.
Give us a day or so to create the email address. But yeah. Has 2020 been the worst year of your life? What do you think today?
No,
I don't think so either. But what's interesting is that is a hard question for me to think about. My mind doesn't naturally go that route.
Well, you have like your top favorite movies, but not your top least favorite years.
Correct. No, I'm very excited yeah. about doing favorite things. I do not get excited about doing least favorite things. And so I just kind of let that stuff go. It's mm-hmm. the same with a bad movie. Usually I'm just like, okay, that's in the past. And I don't even think about it again. It's the same with bad weeks, months, years. I just go, you know, I honestly flush that stuff from my memory so that I can focus on the positive stuff. So that's a really difficult question for me. I get where it comes from. Because it has been a very difficult year for a lot of people, but
yeah,
and for me, for us as well. But
that was really interesting thought process. How quickly I knew it wasn't, because I have had far worse experiences than what's happened this year.
Yeah,
which sucks to say, because having hard experiences, having hard years, is not comfortable. I don't know that I would trade them, because they definitely showed me that I was in certain circumstances or in relationship with certain people or on a certain path that was not where I wanted to go. And those were those signs, like those really bad year that I had, like one, or I can think of a couple off the top of my head that were really, really bad. And so it's really kind of cool to be standing in 2020 where so many stressful things are happening and go, this is not as bad as it has been for me, for my family.
Mm-hmm.
For me individually, I can kind of say that confidently and quickly, which is sort of a healing thing to be able to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a rough one, but it's not been the worst.
Lucas says, question, what do you guys usually do when you're stuck in a work project, when laziness takes over your soul? Ooh. Boy, have we all been there.
I am an excellent procrastinator.
Let's talk a little bit about laziness, shall we? And the negative connotations of the idea of not wanting to do work and how it relates to a culture that is very much work ethic oriented. Not all cultures are like this. Not all cultures feel like if you're not working on something, you're being lazy. Because there is a beauty in rest. There is a beauty in taking a break. There is a beauty in not wanting to do something you don't want to do. And if you have that, the privilege to be able to do that, that you shouldn't feel guilty about that. So I kind of want to address that first, because that's something I've had to wrestle with in my own life, is because I am an efficient worker, I like to do my work efficiently, get it done quickly, and then have time off to do whatever I want. I have been labeled as lazy by both coworkers and bosses in my past jobs, because I will get all my work done and then I'll do stuff I want to do. And when
instead of getting the work done and then filling that free time with more
right.
work.
Right. Yeah, with extra work. So yeah, I think there is something there, at least underneath philosophically, to talk about first of, you know, what is a good work ethic and what does that mean? And also, we're all designed differently. Not everybody's designed like me to want to work that way. So procrastination gets a bad rep, but some people work best under a deadline. There are consequences to that. There are risks involved in that. But
especially
I'm definitely
because...
a deadline worker. I'm a deadline worker. So I just know when that deadline is, that's when I'll start working in the amount of time it takes me to get it done by the deadline.
I have to really evaluate my motivations, and because I also am built similarly to Aaron in a lot of ways, I've had to figure out like what happens if I push my deadlines because I can, right? Like no one's micromanaging me in my current job, you know, that's like able to come around the cubicle and say, what are you working on? And like, give me something else to do or whatever. I am my own. I wake up in the morning when I feel like I need to wake up and get to my work in the order that I feel like I should. And there are deadlines. And so I have to hit those. And sometimes I push right up against that. And so for me, I had to kind of figure out what is my goal. And my goal is to try to work where my work, my job does not negatively impact other people. And that's a huge motivator for me. So for example, if I decide that I'm going to put something off that's painful, you know, for whatever reason, I just can't get my brain around it. I'm not in the mood for it or whatever. I fill that time with other stuff that's motivating to me for my job. But then I also know that if I don't get something done, all of a sudden I'm working into the night, and that impacts my family, that impacts my husband, that impacts my ability to do things. And I kind of just, I don't know, I really value those relationships. So that becomes a motivator for me. Like, let's do the least amount of damage possible here and just push through this discomforting moment. So mm-hmm. It's hard though. I mean, I get stuck on projects just like everybody does. You know, sometimes it just doesn't feel very motivating to do whatever is on the plate. So,
yeah. And I think that's why I end up being a deadline person, is if I know that I could stop now and still get it done, like, it's hard for me not to stop now. You know what I mean? Like, there's that element. And so I think we each have to find different motivations to do the work that we're meant to do. Yeah, go for it.
This one's a sneaky one. This is from Cyragdo. It starts with a U, but it was, ugh, I hate pumpkin. So
I don't think that was meant.
Technically started with a U
question.
So it caught my eye.
I don't think that was.
That didn't count.
I think that was meant that way.
Nope.
Getting some good comments on the shirt stuff. This is a decent question. Skodorva says, it doesn't have to be a t-shirt, right? That is correct. It's just a shirt. It doesn't have to be a t-shirt.
Like, you mean like a long sleeve shirt?
It could be anything, right? Like, I mean, our Team DNA members will pick the final four, so...
What if it was just like a vest?
Just a vest? That's just fine. A vest. Although somebody did ask how many patrons for a shirtless Aaron. I have mixed feelings on that. First, I don't care. But secondly, why exactly?
Oh, so, my gosh. Yeah, that's really funny.
Definitely have mixed view on that one.
Lolly says, a belly shirt?
Sure. Listen, I genuinely don't care, you know, like it's
a puffy pirate shirt, says Skodorva.
Yeah. Feel free to send these suggestions to shirt@dna.show.
In about 5 hours.
That's right.
Because right after this, we've got to record our other podcast. We're going to be very busy until about 2 p.m. And then after that, he has to make the email. Oh, you That's live true. People that are ready to just jump on and do it right now.
Well, if you want to do it right now, you can send it to
our email.
Our email, yeah.
Which is something.
StudioDNA at StudioDNA.media would work just fine.
Yeah, dot media, not dot com.
Correct.
Dot media.
Yep. That'll work. body paint?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
For
five shows.
I know exactly what that would look like.
No, but you'd have to do it for five shows. I kind of think that'd be really funny.
Caleb says that you sadly can't be shirtless on Twitch.
That's true.
Well, there you
go. Thank you,
Caleb, I guess that eliminates shirtless and eliminates body paint too, I think. I think it eliminates body paint because that's not technically a shirt.
Oh, can we have some Harold voice on the other podcast? Sure. I will start the show by saying, hello! And no one will understand but you.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think that can wrap it up for today. After Caleb gives a shout out. We're with you, Caleb. We're with you.
Guys, thank you so much for watching. We go live every Mondays at 9 a.m. Central across all platforms that we are able to at this time. So wherever you're watching, whether it is YouTube or Twitch or Periscope or Facebook, we just thank you guys so, so much for just coming over and hanging out with us and saying hello. We hope you have an awesome day today. And just like always, we will try to come back on a Sunday this week. We just don't know when. So make sure that you click the notification so that whatever platform you're watching on, you can kind of see when we go live, if we're able to go live again this week. Again, we go live on Mondays or Sundays here on the show. And if you want to listen to our podcast where we actually play the audio from this show from every Monday, you can download the Shoe the Dough podcast. I almost said Studio DNA podcast.
Fair enough.
How long have we been doing that? It's called Shoe the Dough. We started it in 2012. There's a lot of content you can go back and listen to if you're enjoying what you're hearing here. A lot of different variations of the show as the years have kind of gone on. This is the newest iteration. And then anytime we do any other bonus podcast, our patrons have access to that at patreon.com/studioDNA.
We will
and
see
Polly
you.
Says, thanks for the show. It made my yard work more entertaining.
Yes.
That's so good.
We are more than happy to.
Get those weeds!
We will see you on the next Monday or someday.
Have a great day, guys. Bye!
Bye!
Thanks for tuning in to listen to us shoe another dough.
If you'd like to watch the show live, we stream it on Mondays and Sundays at 9 a.m. Central on all major streaming platforms. Subscribe, follow, join the conversation on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or maybe
you can also be a member of Team DNA. Members get their own custom podcast feed that will include not only the Monday show, but all bonus shows we do through the rest of the week. Membership is $5 a month, and you can join today at patreon.com/studioDNA.
Finally, thank you so much for being a part of this fun little community of awesomeness. Remember, your quirks aren't bugs, they're features. Find them, celebrate them, and know you're loved and valuable for just being you.
See you next time.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.